Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody celebrate Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Inexhaustible riches. Can somebody open to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, verse 8? You have to be very fast because I have a lot of things to talk about. Unto me, who am least than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable, the inexhaustible, the unending riches of Christ. The next verse. And to make all men see what is the koinonia of this mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by who? By Christ Jesus. How did God create all things? By who? By Christ Jesus. Can you give us to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Look at what it simply means. Go back, verse 10. Go back to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, we know the manifold wisdom of God by the church. That is, through the church, the principalities and powers will know the manifold wisdom of God. Are you here? Hallelujah. Verse 11. According to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So everything God wanted to do, he packaged and hid in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Paul said, it is a privilege for me to preach this gospel. It's a privilege for me to share what God has in mind all the while. Hallelujah. What is that God had in mind all the while? Can you give us the next verse? In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Verse 13. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your word, your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth. So there's a family in heaven and on earth, and we have the same name. The next verse. That we would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the what? In the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded where? In love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth what? Knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Paul's prayer. But there's a mystery that has been hidden throughout ages. Can you give us Titus chapter number 1? Titus chapter 1 from verse 1. Titus, Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth, which is afterwards godliness, in hope. Oh, Kalatosh Kendalabaya. In hope of what? In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie. Listen, every child of God that is under the sound of my voice, hear me. If there is anything that is going wrong, whether it is in my life or in the church or in your life, it can never be God. If anything is not working, it is not God. Because everything God wanted to tell us, he has told us in his word. The Bible says, in whom God that cannot do what? Lie. Hallelujah. So it is an impossibility for God to lie. Amen. Glory to God. You know, people say God can do all things. Yes, I agree, but there are some things God can never do.
Amen.
There are some things God does not have capacity to do. Judy can say, you do not lie, you do not fail. There is nothing hard, that is, it is impossible for you to fail. So, failure is an impossibility for God. So there are some things God cannot do. Are you hearing me? When you say God is omnipotent, that is, God is all powerful. Some people use it, God can do all things. But the truth is that God does things inconsistent with his nature. God does not do things that are not in line with his nature. For instance, it is impossible for God to lie. Bible says, in hope of what? Eternal life. In hope of what? The way which God that cannot lie did what? Promised before the world began. Verse 3. But had in due times manifested his word through what? I preached the gospel the other day. I said Adam never had eternal life. If Adam had eternal life, this scripture, somebody can question it. Bible says, in due time, God manifested his word through what? Through preaching. Now, let me prove it further for you. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was what? Was God. The same was that the word was in the beginning with who? With God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was what? In him was what? Zoe. So the life was not in Adam. If the life was in Adam, God would have told us. The Bible says in him was what? Life. And what? The life was what? The light of men. 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. You give me from verse 1 to 3. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we've seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you. That's what? Was with the Father and was manifested what? Unto us. It was not manifested unto Adam. It was manifested to us. Who was the person talking? Apostle John. That life was with the Father and is manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Remember, the Bible says that it pleased the Father that in Christ will all fullness dwell. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, I'm privileged. So what are we talking about tonight? Apostle Paul says, to preach the unsearchable, inexhaustible, unending riches of Christ. And we've been able to talk about some of them. There are so many. You know, the Bible says it's inexhaustible. So even if you take it from the angle of unending, you can't finish it. Some of the things, we may even know some of them when we get to heaven. Apostle Paul says, we know in parts and we prophesy in parts. But when they... how does he put it in first? Is it First Corinthians or Second Corinthians? He said, when I was a child, I talked like a child. But when I became an adult, I put all childish things away. What he was trying to communicate is that a time will come. He said, I will know even as I am what? I am known. So there are so many things that we don't know. Philippians 3 verse 10 says that I may know him. If Apostle Paul, with all the revelations he had finished knowing him, he wouldn't have told us that I may know him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you in church tonight? You know what we are talking about? We are talking about one of the inexhaustible riches, eternal life. It's not like what people used to sing when we are young. Eternal life. I want to live it. What they have, listen, the song and what we have in mind is not the same. What they have in mind, the song says, I want to live eternal life. So if you follow the song closely, you will discover that somebody says, I want to live eternal life. Somebody, if you look at it closely, the person wants to live it from here. But what he had in mind, what we had in mind before, is that eternal life is what you're going to live when you disappear, probably getting to heaven. That's life in eternity. That's the fullness of the manifestation of the life that you already have. Somebody say, I hear. Amen. So, one of the things, one of the riches of Christ is this life, Zoe. Somebody say, Zoe. One of the things is Zoe. Everybody follow me. I say, eternal life, this is everlasting or unending or undying life. This is the life of God. He deposits in our spirits at new birth. It's an unending. It's an undying life. This is the life of God. He deposits in our spirits at new birth. So every one of us that is born again here. Listen, every one person that is born again in the house, you have the life of God in your spirit. Somebody say here. Hallelujah. Let's go. This is God's kind of life. It is called Zoe in Greek. Z-O-E, Zoe. That's the name in Greek. It makes us higher beings. This life makes us higher beings. If we see God as a higher being, and what makes God a higher being is this life. Boy, once we receive the life, we are transmogrified. We are translated and translocated from the level of life that we used to be to another realm, another level of life. That's the life of God. Hallelujah. So that when a Christian says, I'm not an ordinary person, you should understand it from that perspective. You not being an ordinary person, it's not just because you don't have money or you have money. It's not dependent on material things. Though I'm going to show you some things that will shock you tonight. It's not dependent on material things. First, it's about your spirit, man. It's not even about the mental world. It's about the spirit world. Hallelujah. There are three worlds. There are three worlds for a human being. There is a spiritual world. There is a mental world, and there is a physical world. The mental world is the intellectual world. Like I said, do you understand me? Somebody understands me. Listen. That's the mental world. Are you seeing it? No, but are you understanding? The answer is yes. There is a spiritual world. Huh? Is somebody hearing me? There is a spiritual world. That is where our spirits functions. There is also a physical world. Hallelujah. That is where our bodies and our activities, hallelujah, are found. Amen. So somebody that has eternal life lives a higher life. I like the way Apostle John puts it. Say that which you have seen, we have heard from the beginning concerning the word of life. The life was manifested to us. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Everybody, hear me. Everybody, hear this. Give me Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're a good father. Who you are. And I'm loved by you. Who I am. It's okay. Look at that scripture. And God said, let there be what? And there was what? Everybody hear me. Give me verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmaments of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. If God created the light in the first day there, why is he talking about another light? If what God had in mind in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, It's all about the sun, the moon, and the stars. Why is he talking about creating lights again? I don't know what somebody said. Listen. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. Give me chapter 1 verse 1. Chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be what? Let there be light. That light there, give me another scripture. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Oh, kalabosh kendalabadabaya. Do you have New Living Translation there? Beautiful. 2 Corinthians, give me New Living Translation. For God who said, let there be light in the darkness, has made this light. Do you understand now that Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 is not talking about the light that you are seeing. It's not talking about the moon, the stars, or the sun. Everybody look at this scripture. I'm not the one that wrote. He said, for God who said, let there be light in darkness, has made this light, not this, another light, has made this light shine in our hearts. Of course, you know that the sun cannot get to your heart. So it simply means that God is talking about a different light there. Remember, the Bible says in him was life, and his life is the light of man. Let me ask you a question. Somebody hear me. Has there been some time somebody is trying to explain something to you and you're not really understanding? He said, don't you understand? Don't you understand so and so thing? And you begin to say, okay, I see. What are you trying to tell the person? Does it mean that you are blind? What it simply means that the light has shining in your understanding. That is in the mental world. Are you in church? Hallelujah. Every child of God, hear this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. God brought forth the environment that he wanted. The environment that God wanted was an environment of light. The environment of himself. Because in him is light. There is no dark at all. So as a child of God, it is your responsibility to create the atmosphere you want. No matter how dark the environment is, boy, it will be funny for you to actually dwell in that darkness as you have the light. Amen. Is somebody here? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, create the environment you desire. Tell your neighbor, you need to create the environment you desire. If you enter there and there is darkness all over everywhere, boy, manifest the light and light will come. I saw on Facebook my schoolmates from Uche. We used to play keyboard and play drums together when we were in school. He was on top of the mountain in Zitadamawa or somewhere in the north. He said, oh, glory to God that he is in that land. Muslims are surrendering themselves to God. Things are happening. God is working. Meanwhile, somebody is running away from that same environment. When you understand you carry light, it will be easy for you to manifest light. You are perfect in all of your ways. Hallelujah. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all. It makes us higher beings. I want this one to sing. Eternal life makes us higher beings. Hallelujah. Eternal life makes us higher beings. As you walk out of this church today, just know that the next person that is not born again is not your class. Demarcation in classes is not because of money. Let nobody look down on you. Ah, she's not my class. Listen. As far as you are a child of God, you have the life of God. God's away in you. Anybody that is not born again is not your class. No matter how rich the person is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can write John chapter 5, verse 11 to 13. John chapter 5, verse 11 to 13. John chapter 1, verse 12 and verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. John 15, verse 1 to 5. John 17, verse 2. Anyone you... And this is the record, hallelujah, that God had given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. That is why I told you that it was not with Adam. The Bible says this life is in His Son. So the life was not with Adam. It was not with Abraham. It was not with Isaac. It was not with any other person. It was in Christ, in His Son. And whosoever has the Son has this life. Hallelujah. Anyone that has the Son, the Bible says this is the record that God has given. Hallelujah. God has given us Zoe. And this Zoe is in His Son. And he that had the Son of God had life. Sorry, he that had the Son had life. And he that had not the Son of God had no life. So I said in my book, life begins at any point in time somebody accepts Jesus. Look at what the Bible says. He that has the Son has life. So life actually begins when you encounter the Son. Amen. Eternal life is a gift of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Eternal life was promised before the world began. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. And Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, somebody say the gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God. You know why he used the word thing? Definite article. Once you get this, every other thing will follow. You need it. If you don't have it. Amen. I said this is the real life. When Jesus came, this was his main message. I can go on and on and on. When Jesus came, this was his message. Luke chapter 18, verse 18. But we are going to study something tonight. John chapter 5, verse 40. People, John chapter 5, verse 40. John chapter 5, verse 40. And you will not come to me that ye might have what? Life. I was talking to the Jews, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Said you will not come. Give us, go up a little bit. Verse 38. And he have not this word abiding in you, for whom he had sent, ye believe not. Amen. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have what? And they are they which testify what? Me. The scriptures testify of what? Of him. And you will not come to me, because he says the scriptures testify. You touch the scriptures, because in the scriptures you think you have life. And you will not come to me, because the scriptures talked about me. Hallelujah. And you will not come to me that you might do what? Have life. So life that the people we are looking for is resident in Christ. Hallelujah. Are you in church? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wow, wow, wow. Can we look at John chapter 10, verse 10? John chapter 10, verse 10. You give me three translations. New Living Translations, Message, and Amplified. New Living Translation, look this one. The thief's purpose is to steal. And do what? The thief's purpose is to klepto and steal and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Listen, do you know the problem that we have as Christians? We underestimate what we have. That's it. He said, he came, my purpose is to give them what? A rich and a satisfying life. Give me the Message Bible there. Is it there? Or you could have repented. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life. More and better life than they ever dreamed of. So, look at that. More and a better life than they ever dreamed of. So what it simply means, that if somebody receives Christ as his Lord and Savior and receives this life, listen, no matter the type of life you dreamt of, the Bible says God's purpose is to give you what? A better life that you ever dreamed what? Of. Can you give us Amplified? The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it over what? You don't understand. If you understand this one, oh goodness gracious, until the life does what? Do you know the meaning of the word have? These faces are discouraging. Do you know the meaning of the word have? Eh? You have money there. Any amount. How do they work out? No matter the amount, even if it is 1 naira. No, hold up. On your own. Sit down. Is it your money? Fine. The word have simply means to be in possession of. To hold. So, look at this. The Bible says, I am come that they may have. You be in possession of. You take hold of. So I asked this one, do you have money? Said I don't have. So anything that has to do with money now, she can't solve it as she's standing here now. Anything that has to do with money, I said, not be transferred. Do you have cash? And she said, no. So anything that has to do with money, she wants to buy sweets, she cannot. She wants to buy biscuit 10 naira, she cannot. Because she does not have. There is no hold on money. She can't, there is no apprehension on money. This one has money, small money, 10 bucks. 10 naira can buy you biscuits. There is biscuit of 10 naira. So what it simply means is that you have 10 naira, you are in possession of 10 bucks. Hallelujah. You can spend. You can actually purchase. The Bible says, I am come that they may be in possession. They can lay hold on eternal life. I want you to understand it. The same way you have money. The same way the money belongs to you. That's the same way eternal life belongs to you. Bible says, I am come that they may have. Why do you work? Why do you work? Why do you go to work? To have money. Eh? You work so that you can have money. You can lay hold on money. Jesus said, I am come. The same way you work to have hold on money. Jesus said, I am come so that you can have hold on eternal life. Not money, but eternal life. Hallelujah. I don't know whether somebody's understanding. And the Bible says, have it in abundance to the full till it does what? Overflows. Let me shock you. Do you know that the overflow of eternal life is what some of us see as the resources that answer to us? It's what people see as healing. Let me give you an instance. Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house because they told him Jairus' daughter was sick or dead. As he was on his way going, a woman with the issue of blood for 12 years said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And the woman came and touched the hem of his garment. Jesus said, there is an outflow of life. Listen, by any time eternal life overflows, there must be something it accomplishes. What you see as miracles are outflow of eternal life. He said, I am come that they may have life. If your eternal life, the one you have, stops at the normal level, then you are not maximizing the eternal life that is in you. Look at what God has in mind. He says, you will have life until it overflows. Hallelujah. Peter understood it. People around Peter understood it. While Peter was walking, people would not carry people that were sick and keep on the road. The Bible says, as he was walking, his shadow healed the people. That is an outflow of the life that Peter had. Remember, it is called life. So whenever it comes into your business, life is injected into that business. Whenever it comes around people, healing is inevitable. Go and shake the life of Apostle Paul. Shake the lives of the apostles. There is an outflow of this life. It's not just that you want to go to heaven. That's a kindergarten aspect of it. God, the Bible says, unto him that is able to do exceeding. Remember, I told you that anything God does, he does it in excess, in abundance. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all we ask or imagine. The Bible says, I am come that they may lay hold on eternal life and have it in abundance. Listen, the life you have, that you have, the eternal life you have, is supposed to outflow and meet other people. Because listen, oh goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the life of Christ that is in you is not overflowing to touch your neighbors and your brothers and your sisters, you are minimizing and not maximizing the life that is already at work in you. Remember what the Bible, look at that scripture. To the full till it does what? Overflows. Your parents should look at you and know that there is eternal life working. Your brothers and sisters should look at you and know that the life of God is at work. Oh, glorious God. I don't know whether somebody's here. Listen, businesses should not dry up while the life of God is there. Jesus went to Jairus' house. They said, the child is there. He said, she's just sleeping. Why? Any man that carries this life doesn't understand impossibilities. He said, the child is sleeping. The Bible says everybody was laughing. a man that has this life sees things from God's own perspective. He said the child is sleeping. People like, this myself, every time you're going to talk something, when all the inside do. Do you know what Jesus did? He drove them out. He said, go out. You don't understand this life. And when they left, carried his hand, touched the girl, and carried the girl up. He said, give her something to eat. Somebody said, here. Hallelujah. That is the life of God. Now, quickly. I have about 12 things the life does for you. Number one, what happens when eternal life comes inside of you? Love of God rules in your heart. Listen, if you have a child of God, you are not walking in love. Forget it. You don't understand what it means that you have eternal life. Some of us bear grudges 10 days, 15 days, 1 week, 2 weeks. That's one I heard on one platform. The man said, anytime he has a problem with the wife, the wife, he go beg her more January to December, the woman no go agree. Until the woman now says, if you want me to forgive you, prostrate for me. And the man will come and prostrate. He will soon go to her. He said, anytime I prostrate for the woman, she will now say, okay, no, Allah, you are forgiven. You don't understand what it means that you have life. The Bible says anyone that has this life, Romans chapter 5 verse 5, the love of God is shed abroad in his heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13, he says the love of Christ constrained me. That's a man that has eternal life. Anyone that manifests this life manifests love. Anyone that the life has taken hold of manifests love. Forgiveness is like, water for the person. How can you define a man on a tree with his two hands hanging on the tree and the legs hanging on the tree? And they are whipping him up and down. What could come out of his mouth? Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. Listen, do you know what was speaking? Eternal life. Hallelujah. If there is anybody you feel the person has offended you, or the person is, and the other one, you feel you cannot forgive. That's wrong. In Igbo language, we say somebody will hold you for granted, hold himself. You know that, we know, as you hold somebody for granted, you hold yourself. You know how? Because you're not making any move. Now, there you want to for another day. Lift up your hand, say, hey, God. Say, my God, my God. Today, I live a life of love. I live a life of forgiveness. Very important. Number two. Anytime this comes, your perspective about life changes. We begin to see it the way God sees things. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13 and chapter 5 verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. Oh, Yabada Skindalaba. We have been the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. We do things the way God does things. We see the same way God sees. Oh, Kalabada Skindalabaya. The same way Jesus sees. You see things the way God sees things. Let's move fast. Number three. When eternal life enters a man, that is a manifestation of the glory of God. The manifestation of the glory of God becomes a reality. Acts chapter 28 verse 1 to 5. And 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. The Bible says, give me 2 Corinthians 3 18. The Bible says, we are with open face beholding as a glass. The glory of God are changed into the same likeness. The glory of God becomes something that you can easily manifest. His glory. See his glory
now
appear. How many of you know the song?
Lord of all, holiness and truth, paramount. See his glory now.
Number four. Fellowship with divinity becomes real. Oh, Labado Spinda. Last Thursday, I enjoyed the fellowship. Listen, we don't need to come to church to enjoy fellowship. you don't need to, you can just put on the music, put on, take your, instead of you listen, you know, some of us sleep with Nigerian info. What is playing at the background as you're sleeping is Nigerian info. No. You can worship your way through sleep. That's why I say, in the night they were pressing me. Why would they press you? When you're sleeping with Omo Toki Toki. That's what's his name. 94.1. Hallelujah. Fellowship with divinity becomes real. Bible says in that 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, he said the fellowship we have is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the fellowship we have is with the Father and with the Word. I don't know what. Hallelujah. Worship. Worship. Study the Word. Number 5, miracles become inevitable. You work in miracle. For somebody that is not a Christian, it's like, wow. But for you, that's your level. That's your life. Listen. Miracle is the manifestation of divinity in the lives of human beings. God manifests himself. Those things that are impossible for man. But for you, it's not a new thing, because that is the level, the realm where you belong. Hallelujah. I'm walking in power and I'm walking in miracle. Now you talk up. John chapter 14, verse 12. You walk in miracles. Number six. Boldness come. Can you give us Acts of the Apostles chapter 4, verse 13? You have boldness. Some of us, I am the shy type. No, it's not when the eternal life comes. I don't mean talk where people did. Listen, some of us, if I tell you, me, Pastor William, I used to be a very shy person that could not talk where people are. Is it shocking you? Let it not shock you. Even to tomorrow, I'm the shy type. Very shy. I'm telling you, I am the one of myself. I am now telling you what brought the boldness. What makes me to stand before men, before princes, even if it is here so we can see preaching and preaching. What makes it possible is the life of God in me. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with who? Jesus. Eternal life gives you boldness. I'm the shy type. They give you a microphone to come and lead praise worship. You do not lie. You don't know what you are doing. You don't know what is inside of you. You don't know the person that is living there. Hallelujah. A shy, the Bible says, a righteous person, which you are, is as bold as what? A lion. Number 7, living right becomes a possibility. Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 to 16. Philemon, I want us to read Philemon. Philemon, verse 10. Philemon has only one chapter, verse 10. I won't stay more than 8 o'clock. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. Verse 11. Which in time past was to thee unprofitable. But now, because he has eternal life, he is profitable to thee and to me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you in church? Living right. Onesimus was the servant of Philemon. Ran away from him. Disappeared. Stubborn boy. Apostle Paul met him in the process of evangelism. And the boy got saved. He became born again. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul now wrote back to Philemon, trying to instruct him. He said, I beseech for my son, Onesimus, that I begot in my bonds. In the time past, he was unprofitable. He was not living right, but now he's profitable to me and to you. He has started living right. Why? Somebody has eternal life. Sometimes preachers will tell you, It doesn't matter what you do. Listen, let me tell you the truth. If you are a child of God, you are born again. To live right is not an option. It's not negotiable. There is an inner hunger inside of you to live right. That even when you miss it, it's like you want to die, you want to choke. If you are a Christian and you do something wrong, probably you tell lies, you commit evil and all the rest of, and you are still at home with it, go question your Christianity. I doubt if you are born again. Eh? Or sometimes you keep malice, so check yourself. If let's say you never born again, where? You see, never enter you. I'm telling you. If you are a Christian and somebody passes you and the person is not greeting you, then leave up now, waiting because I mean, eh? You Christian. I did that. I doubt it. Listen, something inside of you is like your stomach is. It's like you can't relax. To live right becomes a possibility for somebody that has the life of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Another thing, you live above sin. I've mentioned it. Above sin, sickness, and poverty. Let's stop giving excuses. Eternal life makes you to live above poverty. Go and mark it somewhere. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work in us. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. By who? Christ Jesus. And that Christ is living inside of you. It's possible to live in abundance. It's possible to live above poverty and lack. I'm telling you this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Titus chapter number, the Bible says, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness. That's what those boys should have done. You want to give us money, don't give us. The one that we are looking for is a better Nigeria. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number 9, stepping into eternity becomes joyful. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Apostle Paul says, Christ in me is to live, to die, is to gain. Somebody that has eternal life, boy. Whenever they talk about you dying, it's not like, yes, somebody, you know, most of you say, we'll live 1 million years. Even when you have finished living 1 million years, when you want to step into eternity, how do you feel? Boy, to you, if some of us, if I say Jesus Christ is coming soon, Sister Harmony, if you tell me, let him wait till 5th. He can come on the 6th, but he see 5th, may he no come. So if God answers that prayer, probably he will be praying for 2027. Your honor. Praise the Lord. Stepping into eternity becomes joyful. Oh, number 11. Number 10. I have 11. I'll give you 10. 10 over 11 is very past man. People benefit from it. Acts chapter 5, verse 12 and 15. People benefit from it. You can't have eternal life and people are not benefiting. How many people have you laid hand on? They got healed. If they get healed, it's the eternal life that is working. How many people are benefiting from the life that is here? How many? Do you know that you can be on somebody's hair, letting their hair, speaking in tongues, and the person will ask, just that you touch the person asks you, which church did they go? There's a difference between your hand. Look, man, I keep your head up there. You show your head well. That woman too worry. Anybody where the worry meets you. The Bible says Jesus, when he came down from the boat, there was a particular place he was going to, Gennesaret. And there was a man, demon possessed, that nobody was passing through that place. When eternal life stepped out, because you know the Bible says, that which was from the beginning, the eternal life, we heard of it, we touched it, our hands have handled it. When eternal life stepped out of the boat and was walking, probably the disciples were at his back. But you know, say this road, people know the passer. And Jesus was moving. The Bible says, the madman rushed. They thought he was coming to come and slap Jesus. He fell down and prostrated before Jesus. And Jesus healed him. That's what eternal life can do. Not when they are quarreling. It is here. Okay, because I didn't keep quiet. I make because I tell you, I be Christian. You don't need to tell them, they should know.
Hallelujah.
I think we can go from here. That's one. The fruit of the Spirit becomes possible. Manifesting the fruit of the Spirit becomes possible. I'm done.
We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are
sing.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Just pray for yourself 1 minute. Say, God, I ask you today for the manifestation of your life through me. Manifestation of this life. I have learned today that I'm not just ordinary. I am not ordinary. Because you are not ordinary, sickness has to go. Because you are not ordinary, poverty had to leave. Lack had to go. Listen, poverty, lack, sickness, disease cannot survive where eternal life is manifested. Oh, thank you, Jesus.